This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says he and President Donald Trump, quote, shouldn't have a debate, end quote, if he still has COVID-19. Biden said Tuesday he's, quote, looking forward to being able to debate him, end quote, but said, quote, we're going to have to follow very strict guidelines, end quote. Biden says he doesn't know Mr. Trump's status since the president returned to the White House after being hospitalized for 3 days after a COVID-19 diagnosis. Biden's campaign says he tested negative for COVID-19 earlier Tuesday. President Trump, who is under doctor's care with the coronavirus, said Tuesday that he is planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden next Thursday in Miami. Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, California Senator Kamala Harris, are meeting tonight for a debate that will offer starkly different visions for a country confronting escalating crises. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
University of Michigan debate director Aaron Call says there's a lot of pressure on Pence.
I think it's going to be an excellent debate. I certainly wouldn't underestimate Mike Pence after the performance that he delivered in 2016. There's so much at stake.
Butler University professor Gregory Shufelt says Pence needs to deliver.
Things have not been moving in the right direction for the Trump-Pence ticket. So I think that really probably changes the trajectory of Vice President Pence will really need to be on offense.
They both agree it will be a very different debate than Trump-Biden. I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Wednesday that COVID-19 infections were rising in London and elsewhere, but that his government's approach to controlling the spread was still the right one. This is VOA News. The trial of three suspects charged with aiding the gunmen involved in the Westgate Mall attack in Kenya 7 years ago resumed in the capital, Nairobi, Wednesday. Militants burst into the luxury shopping mall in Kenya's capital, hurling grenades and starting a days-long siege that left 67 people dead. The assault on the mall exposed weaknesses in Kenya's security forces after it took them hours to respond. Hurricane Delta is heading for the Mexican Peninsula, with forecasters saying it could make landfall early Wednesday. Residents and tourists in Cancun were evacuated overnight as Delta, a Category 4 storm with 145-mile-per-hour winds, moved closer. Officials warned residents should have several days of water and food on hand. China's international reputation has plunged sharply amid the coronavirus pandemic, according to a new survey of people in more than a dozen advanced democracies. In a telephone-based poll of around 14,000 people in 14 countries by the U.S.-based Pew Research Center, 61% of all respondents said Beijing had handled the COVID-19 outbreak poorly, compared to 37% who gave the Asian economic giant a favorable response. The other nations surveyed in the Pew Research poll include Britain, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, South Korea, Spain, and the United States. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has laid out its safety standards for developers of COVID-19 vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. The move Tuesday is the latest example of the tug-of-war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents make clear companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. The number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in France have skyrocketed over the past 24 hours, according to the latest data released by the country's health ministry. Paris and its surrounding suburbs have been put on, quote, maximum alert, end quote, Monday, with new restrictions aimed at stopping the spread of the virus to be implemented for 15 days starting Tuesday. Under the new rules, bars in the French capital will be closed, but restaurants will be allowed to stay open under strict sanitary and capacity restrictions, including registration of all guests on a track and trace system maintaining social distance. Trade fairs, student parties, and exhibitions will not be allowed, and sports clubs and facilities are not allowed to open. The latest restrictions require tracking close contact. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.